And welcome back on Mugs in the Morning, 1240 AM, 106.1 FM. Glad to be with you here on Husker Radio's KODY. Tristan Winder, Rick Windham, glad to be in the studio with you. As we have Dusty Barner joining us here from Dusty Trails in North Platte. Dusty, thank you so much for taking time for us, and happy early birthday to you, man.
Thank you for that. Appreciate it.
I heard that. A birthday coming up this week.
Yeah, I don't know who's letting that secret out all over. I walk in this morning and Tanner's like, hey, it's your birthday here soon. I didn't tell anybody. I don't know.
Somebody's letting the cat out of the bag,
yeah, huh? Yeah, somebody's leaking the news.
Well, now, you know, for the real side of the story,
yeah.
How many?
Oh, man. I'll be 45 on Sunday.
We had it.
We
right.
Said mid-40s.
Yep.
We were talking off the air. We didn't talk about on the air. I said, Rick, how old do you suppose he is? I don't know. And I said, I'm thinking mid-40s.
Yeah.
So, congratulations.
Thank you. Appreciate that.
Now, Dusty, we have you in the studio. Talk about the cash carriage. Tell us about the carriage that you use for our cash carriage promotion in downtown North Platte.
Yeah, I haven't got to talk about that at all yet. So it's called a Vis-a-Vis. It was built in Canada, new. They're a very well-built carriage. I'm kind of a big fan of them. It's a great outfit. However, shopping for something like that, you don't run down to the local,
Walmart.
Store.
You don't pick that up at Walmart.
No, you don't. In fact, I had a heck of a time finding anywhere to buy something like that. You have to buy them, used on some sort of trading deal, unless right. You're going to the factory and, ordering one.
Which is going to cost a pretty penny.
Yes. And I would love to think that I was going to use one enough to do something like that, but I know better than that. I'm not. I don't, this is a sideline deal. I really, more of anything, wanted to provide it something for the community. It's not a moneymaker. I don't think I'll probably ever make my money back on the outfit. But this is a used one I found online that used to do rides in downtown Seattle.
Okay.
And the reason I traveled clear out there to get this one is this Vis-a-Vis is the limousine-style Vis-a-Vis is what it was called, and that's because it has that third row in the back.
Nice.
So rather than just the two seats that face each other and then the driver's seat up top, this one also has, behind those two seats facing each other, a third seat back there, which, they're pretty narrow, small carriage. So,
right.
Just to be able to haul a few more people, that was the whole reason I did it. I didn't want to be limited to just, four adults, two
sure.
adults in each seat facing each other. I can at least put two more adults in the back
have
there.
More options
yeah.
with this one.
So that's where I went out and got it. What a great adventure. That was fun in itself.
You always remember it, I bet.
Absolutely. It was a great trip. Jumped in the pickup and trailer. I think I took a 24-foot stock trailer, run clear out there, drove straight through like I do,
A long run.
Yeah, it is. It
see
is.
A lot of God's country, though.
Yep. So I went out, through Oregon and come up the backside. So it wasn't actually in Seattle. Somebody had bought it across to the west side of the Puget Sound there.
Okay.
And there was a body shop that bought it, and they refurbished it. They painted it.
Okay.
And
it's a good new
upholstery.
Yeah.
They cleaned it all up, yeah. So
you didn't have to do much work when you got it home then, just dust it
no,
off?
No, when I got it, they just finished a fresh coat of paint, just finished putting the upholstery in, a few days before. It was just
wow.
just right off the showroom floor, basically, even though it was a several years old machine, but it didn't look it. But anyway, that was a neat trip, going out, picking it up. And then I'd never been on a ferry, and this is the ferries where you
across
drive your vehicle
Puget Sound,
right on.
Yeah.
So, yes. So I'm like, I'm going to do it. And of
knock
course,
it off the bucket list.
Yeah, so when I get out there, of course, I pulled up to the little station there to get on. And the gal looks at me, and she looks, she leans out the window, and she looks at my big, long trailer back there, and she says, have you ever been here before? And I'm like, no. You're going to be getting off right in downtown Seattle during rush hour.
Oh, Lord.
And it's going to be crazy busy, really tight turns, so much traffic. I mean, it's going to be crazy. I mean, and the gal was super nice. And I said, are you saying I can't go? And she's, no, I'm not telling you can't. I'm advising that you don't.
Might get some people that aren't waving with their full five fingers.
Yeah. She's just like, if you haven't been down there and don't know what you're getting into, you might not do this. I'm like, you know what? I'm not going to be back again. This is my one time I get to do it. I'm going.
So I'm going to go make a fool out of myself.
If I'm going to be here, I'm going to do it right, by God.
You know, so I pull in there. You know, and with the big trailer on, I get to pull in on the lower deck. And the cars they're sending and driving up on the upper decks, you know. And then when you get in there, there's a place for you to walk up top and you can get drinks. They're even serving alcohol, everything on this thing, which shocks me because you're driving, you're getting back in the car, whatever. I thought it was the weirdest thing. I didn't
try
it.
The passengers, though?
I didn't participate in any of that.
It is Seattle. You got to remember that.
Yeah. So anyway, we're standing on the very front of this barge, and all of a sudden it looks like the water is getting sucked in underneath the ship. I mean, and it's just like it's being... I didn't feel like I was moving. It felt like the water was being sucked in underneath us. It's the weirdest feeling because I'm on a big paved cement parking lot, and it doesn't feel like you're moving. Well, we were actually moving over the water, but it felt like the water was being sucked underneath us. And I'm looking around trying to figure out why. What's going on here? Anyway, it was a weird deal. Great experience. That was part of going and getting this carriage. And we got to go through downtown Seattle during rush hour with a big trailer.
Did you make some new friends?
Oh, yeah. No, I didn't have any problems with anybody at all. But the traffic.
Well, you know what you're doing, and you know how to drive. Yeah. That's what it comes down to.
Did you have to make many corners?
So when I first come off, so I probably didn't make one friend. I don't know. Whoever's in charge of setting up the orange cones. So when you come off of there, they've got every lane divided with these little orange cones. Right. And there's no way possible to make through that winding turns with a trailer. So I took out some orange cones.
They're just cones.
But yeah, they're just cones. They were innocent bystanders there. But anyway, it was something else. And then getting into downtown there, the roads are so steep. When I stopped at the stoplight, I was spinning my tires with just a basically light trailer on, trying to get started on the cement.
Right.
It had just rained, but it wasn't icy, so it was wet. And I was slipping and spinning my tires getting stopped. And then I pull up to the next stoplight, same thing. And they were so steep, it was crazy. And then going out of there, the traffic. I mean, just, I don't know, 5, 6, 8 lanes of traffic, bumper to bumper, all lanes going both directions. By the time we got out of there, it was dark. And so it just looked like a ribbon of taillights going for miles ahead of you just winding. It was cool. Great experience to go get that carriage that we get to use here in North Platte.
When did you go? You mentioned no ice, so it must have been recent that you went out there?
Oh, man.
You've had this carriage for a few years, haven't
you? Yeah, it was a couple years ago.
I was going to say, coming back, depending on the route you came back, there's one place that generally gets a lot of snow. It's called Snoqualmie Pass. And that could be tricky to come through.
I can't remember when I went. I mean... it had to have been winter months. I just don't remember when.
It'd be coming back across the I-90 stretch.
There. Yeah.
Now, Dusty, tell us about the horses you have that pull the wagon for us.
Joe and Jim, they're a spotted draft horse I picked up there several years ago. We picked them up when we were doing the pumpkin patch out there at the Golden Spike.
Okay.
The first year I got them, I just got them my first or second weekend starting the pumpkin patch out there. And so anyway, they've been working for us, pulling our wagon all the time here now for several years.
They do a pretty good job. Pretty
good
employees for you.
They do a great job. Yeah, they are. They've
got a good life, too.
Yeah.
They got a good gig going.
Yeah, you know what? They don't work very, very hard very often. They pull in light wagons, and, you know, they work at the pumpkin patch. And they do a couple, you know, a handful of weddings every year. They do several of our bus tour groups that come in, and... and then, you know, usually Christmas time, we do quite a few rides. Other than that, they eat, they get fat, you know. That's what they do.
How old are they?
16 and 17 years old.
Okay.
Yeah. So, you know, they've still, hopefully, have got quite a lot of life left in them. But yet, at the same time, I'm kind of keeping my eyes out for that next young team to get started.
Sure.
So.
And do you have more than one team, or is it just these two?
So, I do have multiple teams of the quarter horses that we use for saddle horses that I can drive.
Okay.
I've got a pair of Dunmayers that actually I've been driving for almost 20 years. For about the first 12 years of doing rides at Cody Park every year, that's who I used. And they're Josie and Keisha, a couple little Dunmayers. And then now I use Joe and Jim. And then I started a couple of other bigger quarter horses that we ride, Blue and Tom. They'll pull for me as well. And on a rare occasion, I've used a couple of flea-bit and gray mares that I have, Latigo and Lakota. They're not great. They've only been used a handful of times, but there's some times when I needed another wagon, and they've done the job for me. So
when you're in a pinch, they can get the job done
for
you.
That's right, yeah.
So. I'm going to have to go back and watch the movie Dances with Wolves, because I think...
Oh, my gosh. My uncle sent me a Snapchat last night. He was watching that out in the man cave.
The first part of the movie where he's got the old freighter that's taking him out to the fort, I think a couple of those mules were Joe and Jim.
Oh, really?
Were they? So.
Really?
The guy driving the team was, yeah, you know, kept hollering those names, and huh. I remember that from the movie.
I bet there's a lot of mules out there named Johns, because that's the male or John. So I'm betting there's a lot of them out there named John.
You're probably right.
Yeah, yeah. So when I bought these guys, another neat fun story. But anyway, I was driving truck hauling cattle and parked next to a guy, and we got to chewing the fat like we do and talking about things, and he said he had some driving horses, and so we. We're sharing our interest there, and next thing you know, I'm going to his place, and I bought these spotted draft horses from him. He actually had four of them, so I went and I bought all four of them. So I and they were kind of, you know, pretty well matched, all four of them,
sure.
Black and white spotted draft horses.
Nice.
So I had a four horse hitch there for a little while.
So when you have a team that you're driving like this, do you have to have two horses that work well together? Do they that work well side by side or know each other side by side like that? Then
they need to be gated, you know, so they walk about the same pace and that sort of deal. It's kind of the biggest thing. Size wise and temperament, you know, is definitely nice to have them match that way.
Okay.
As far as looks and color and all that we always try to, that's just for our own personal
icing on the cake.
Yeah. You know, I've got a pair of quarter horses, Blue and Tom, that I drive. One's a Blue Roan and one's a Bay Roan. Myself, I like that. They're both roans, so they kind of look, you know, they look similar that way, but they're different. One's a reddish, one's a black, bluish color, you know. And I like that. I guess I think that looks a little more ranchy, a little more western, I think, myself. But I think it's kind of cool.
Now, Dusty, we do need to wrap up here in just a few minutes, but if folks want to experience all the fun out at Dusty Trails, can they still do so during the COVID-19 virus?
Absolutely, yeah. We haven't closed down a day, so we're taking appointments 7 days a week, year-round. This time of the year, we do not have any regular set hours out there, so if you want to ride or come visit the petting zoo or set up a team and wagon, take your family out around the ranch or something like that, just give me a call. But, yeah, definitely call me so I can get things ready for you.
And it doesn't matter if folks are experienced riders or maybe rookie riders, they've never even been on a horse before or been near a horse, it doesn't matter. You can help them out.
Absolutely, that's right. Yesterday I took a couple ladies out riding. I don't know if the one had ever ridden a horse before. And the other gal, she told me she just got through doing some endurance ride that rode 56 miles in one day.
Oh, my goodness.
Super experienced rider and a complete novice rider. We went out and did a one-hour trail ride out along the river. Loved it. Beautiful
really?
Ride. Had a great time.
Awesome.
So, yeah, and it's not too late to get on this cast carriage deal. The next date that we have is Thursday, which is booked clear full already, but we added Monday the 21st.
And that's just going to be walk-ups.
Yeah, so Monday the 21st from 6 to 9, and we are not taking appointments. Don't bother calling me on that one. It's just first come. So show up. I do believe they're going to let you show up, and you'll be able to take a number or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
They'll tell you what time you're going to go. That way you can leave. You can go wander around the shops there and then come back for your ride. You're not going to have to stand there in line, but... we're not going to take appointments, just your first come.
And if folks want to call you, Dusty, and make appointments for anything that you've got going on out at Dusty Trails, how can they reach you?
Yeah, call me at 308-530-0048, and you can always find us on Facebook and our website. Yeah.
Well, Dusty, we sure appreciate all the great work you do here in promoting local tourism and promoting the way that life is supposed to be out here. You show city slickers the way that things are supposed to be done. So we sure appreciate that. You do a lot for the community, a lot that we don't know about either. So we sure appreciate that and appreciate partnering up with you for Cash Carriage.
This has been a great partnership. Really, it has. You know, I've talked about doing different things like this, downtown rides and different Christmas rides and whatever else, but I absolutely couldn't do it without a great partnership like this. So
we're glad to be on board together. It's a partnership that just makes sense.
It does, absolutely.
Thanks, Dusty. We'll see you this coming week, if not sooner. And give folks your phone number again if they want to give you a call.
Yeah, 308-530-0048.
And happy birthday to you this coming Sunday, Dusty. You'll be taking cakes, noon to 5 Sunday?
Yeah.